and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I nearly opened the show yelling at my six-year-old. That's what I was doing, by the way. Did it scare you, Dakota? Was that frightening when I suddenly
burst out? Not scared of you.
You're not scared of me? That's so true. Yeah. And yet I, on the other hand, definitely a little bit, yeah, there's an intimidation going on right here. I'm wearing my tiara just to make myself feel a little better. It's a little better. Without being
nice.
On the, and, you know, I'm just saying, I'm a fan. So, and I don't normally dress for the radio, just so everybody knows I'm not crazy. But when you have Dakota Cassidy on your program, you better get out your boa, people. You better get out your tiara, and you better be ready to throw down.
And don't wear the color yellow.
Don't wear the color yellow. I never a fan of yellow. Remember in the 80s? You probably don't.
Yeah.
You're so young. Do you remember in the 80s when it was prime colors, when it was royal blue and yellow and red? And remember that?
I totally remember that. And here's the thing. Yellow, it doesn't work. It works on, like, two whole people in the world. It's fair.
Two.
I joke all the time. Like, I know everybody is always like, ooh, Dakota, look, boom, I have a yellow dress. And I think everybody's pointing and laughing at you, honey, because, it just doesn't. It works on walls. It works on cars. It works on flowers. But just on your body, I don't know. It's just wrong.
No,
that's just me. I mean,
it's
two.
It's two. I saw they have a Yahoo group. I can verify that. That is absolutely scientific fact. Two.
Yep.
Yellow and and orange, which is why they make prisoners wear it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I just think that there are colors there.
I like orange. Maybe not orange. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a melon, cantaloupe-y sort of.
Yeah, no, you're stretching. Okay. All right. So, it's in case you missed it, people, that's Dakota Cassidy right there. And, yes, she's got a website, people. And it's really hard. It's DakotaCassidy.com. Am I right? And if
that's
you can't
right.
find that one, go to DakotaCassidy.net. Or .org, or .just, people, just look her up. She's right there.
.world domination.
It is, because just when I thought, okay, she's got this well in hand, you were all over Bravo tweeting like a maniac. I was like, oh, my God. And wow.
Isn't that crazy? You know, I'm a huge Real Housewives fan because here's the thing. There's nothing better. I mean, I can roll around in their fodder all day long, just bathe in it and suck it up. And I love all the Real Housewives. I do. I mean,
really, I've never been brave enough to look over that fence. It just looks so horrifyingly Jerry Springer-ly. I don't know.
Diamond.
It was just terrifying to look at.
I mean, it's sometimes better grammar. English is hard, y'all. I just want to say that. And some of them struggle, but it's okay. No, it's okay. So I'm all out there every week on whatever night they're on. It just depends on which Housewives franchise it is. I tweet, and I'm just telling you, it isn't always lovely things that I write.
So these aren't like fan gentle tweets about, oh, gee, I hope Marilyn, you know, gets over her, you know, no, you're...
No. Oh, no. I say things like, there's this one woman named Yolanda, and she's married to David Foster now. Of course, David Foster is huge in the music business. He's written,
Isn't he a producer, huge music producer?
He writes music.
And he married
Love
a woman named Yolanda?
Yolanda. But you know what? Yolanda is like this big ex-supermodel from, I don't know, Holland or Switzerland. I don't know. She's a big girl.
Okay.
And big, tall girl. But she's so boring. Oh, my God. She grows lemons in her lemon, tree, vineyard, whatever you call it. And I call her Yawn-Alanda because she's so boring. And so I tweet things like that. Oh, look, it's Yawn-Alanda again. And she's responsible for everything. She created everything. Everything she's ever touched has turned to gold. And she'll tell you. I know that she holds her finger on the top of the world, and if she takes it off, it will stop spinning.
Wow.
So if that happens, it's Yawn-Alanda's fault. And I say that there's another one. She's from the Beverly Hills Housewives. There's another one named Lisa. I mean, I love Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, that was like swearing. Lisa, I love. Kyle. Kyle is Kim Richards' sister. Now, if you remember Escape to Witch Mountain, remember little Kim Richards in it and the
yes.
nanny and the professor?
Yes.
Yes. Well, her sister is Kyle, and Kyle is Two-Face. So when I'm going in, and she's Two-Face, I don't care what anybody says, when I'm going in to watch, I post things like, Kyle, I hope you powder both your faces tonight because I'm coming for you, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm horrible. I'm so
and they
bad.
Hired
so,
you. They just
no,
hired, they love you.
It's
and they hired you.
Here's what happened. Apparently, there was some contest going on. I didn't even know because I don't do contests. I'm done with those days. If
so you
no
won
tier,
a contest that you didn't even know was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this
they,
is your year, honey. Buy a lottery ticket. For God's sake, buy a lottery ticket.
They DM'd me, a private message on Twitter, and asked me if I would like to be the Bravo-holic for a week. And I thought, does that include tequila or what? Because, wow.
Yes.
So I didn't believe it first. I thought it was spam. And so they DM'd me again. So I was like, dude, who are you people? So they wanted me to call this phone number. The hell I'm calling. So they emailed me. We'd like you to be the Bravo-holic for the week. We think you're really funny. And I thought, okay, so can we call you? Well, all right, I can always change my number, right? So
right.
They called me, and they were like, we think you're hilarious. We really love your tweet. Would you be the Bravo-holic, which is like a super fan. So I take over the account for a week, and I get swag, and I don't know. They're going to mention me tonight on the show that happens after the shows, they have it in prime time, which is Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And I had to ask a question of the guests they have on it, and it's going to be on the air. And I don't know, a bunch of stuff. It was just madness. And I thought, I didn't even know there was a contest going on. And I feel guilty now. I'm promoting the contest to other people from the Bravo-holic Twitter account. And they're like, well, how did you win? And I'm like, just by being fabulous. No, I don't say that.
And yet, that's pretty much the truth. I mean, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
much.
It's just that I have a big mouth. No, I'm just...
And that is true. I admire any woman who, you know, you're just, how do you say it? You're just fun. And you do say what's on your mind without censorship. But I've never known you in the real world. And again, I'm sure these people are real somewhere. This is really coming out wrong. I've never known you to be unkind to anyone in your sphere. And so, but I know you have a wonderful sense of humor and that it's just sharp as hell. You are a samurai sword when it comes to cutting comments. And so I just admire that in you. I think of the great thing to say 2 minutes later. And you're one of those people who is right there. You're in the moment.
I try to always be very kind to everyone. But, I mean, you know, these women, like if I were a real housewife of, I don't know, Boise, whatever. I would.
Yeah, that's a new show that's coming up, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, Boise or, you know, they'll pick a, throw a dart. Just throw a dart at an American city, people. I'm sure there are housewives there that would be funny.
I totally expect that people should snark me for everything that I do, for every single move I make. Because when you put your life out there like that, and they're paying you all that money, after they were done snarking me, I'd go and buy my own private island and throw bennies into my own private ocean for sport.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. I'm not like that every day with everyone. Well, I mean, sometimes in my mind I am.
Yes, yes.
But I do have... pretty much no sense. Well, I have a sensor. It's a small one. It bleeps occasionally. I ignore it, and I move on.
You keep them medicated. That's always a good plan, I think. That, you know, here's a chocolate martini. You just sit right there. It's all good. Mama's got her hand on the wheel. It's all good, baby.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, God.
It's been a really good time. I got to tell you something. It was madness. I did my first tweet last night, live tweets for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which features Yon Londa, of course, who never forget is in charge of it. She's everything. That's all. It's when you see the word everything in the dictionary, it's Yon Londa's face.
So she invented the internet and the printing press?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Good to know.
Everything.
Good to know.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know because, you know, she's going to own the world someday. So I started last night, and I got to tell you the reception, because the person that I'm only the second person to do it. The person who did it before me had a little issue here and there that I saw when he was tweeting, when I finally was aware of the account, and I went and looked. And I thought, oh, no, we won't have any of that. Not with me. You will not. You will not. I'm ready. But everybody was just amazing last night. So, and it was madness. Like, I think my fans are like sausages today. From like big stumps of funk, you know, like from tweeting. But it was a good time. I was really thrilled. I had a good time.
And the swag is good, I'm assuming. That the swag, or there was prezzies or something.
I'm
getting
something worth $50. I imagine it will be a Bravo coffee cup. Which,
okay.
You know,
okay.
They're located in New York, so I'm sure $50 is appropriate for a coffee mug, right?
Or a T-shirt. It'll be a, yeah, $50. Yeah.
Oh,
is there a tiara? I don't understand. They're not giving you a tiara with the,
you know
Housewives logo on it? Or?
Well, when I sent them my original question for the guests they're having tonight on the show, Watch What Happens Live, the producers were like, oh no. My original question was about Botox and,
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Here, these people they all use Botox.
They roll in it. Yeah, there's a bubble bath. I heard bubble bath line. They just pretty much roll in it like a,
Oh my gosh.
Am I supposed to ask you about your books, Ms. Cassidy, or would you like to throw anything in on the book side of things? Or
sure.
Got distracted by the. I'm just picturing.
I got a gig with Harlequin, believe it or not. I don't know, those crazy Harlequin people. Harlequin Mira. It's a book about, it's the first in the book is called Talk. Well, actually, that's not really the first. I don't know. It all just sort of happened. Again, I know I say that a lot, but it did. It all just sort of happened. I wrote up this proposal about a woman who was a mean girl in her past. She's been living in Chicago. And her best friend is super, super rich and very, very eclectic and gay. And he dies of pancreatic cancer. And she goes back for his funeral and he asks that she be at the reading of his will. And she finds out that she could win a phone sex company, a multi-million-dollar phone sex company that her best friend owned, if she is willing to play a game and open up her own phone sex line and get her own pseudonym and win some new clients. Now, she has to play this game. I know, right? She has to play this
I love
game.
It, though.
Well, she has to play this game against her best friend, other best friend, who is also her ex-fiancé. So he has to open up a phone sex line, too.
So they're competing for the inheritance,
right? And for the whole company, and it's three books and a digital novella. And the first book is called Talk Dirty to Me. But it all just happened so fast. I don't even remember. I just remember writing the proposal.
Okay, so here we're at, ladies and gentlemen. When it's all a blur, when you have so many books and so much going on that you're like, I don't know. It's Talk Dirty to Me. I don't remember. It's coming out. I don't know.
I think I got to check. I'm not sure.
Well, you are on fire, and in a good way. Gosh, not literally. And I'm so happy for you, and I am so thrilled that everything is just finally just going your way, it feels like. And this is the year of Dakota Cassidy. You go, girl. Remember to talk to me when you see me in public. That's all I'm. Saying. Just remember the little people you shoved out of the way on your way up. Just kidding. And everybody, get out your boas, get out your tiaras, and if you haven't run into Dakota Cassidy's books, go now. Now, pick them up now. Now is a good time. I say get them now. Now. And if not, watch her live tweet on
Bravo-holic.
Bravo-holic. Go, girl. Thank you so much for coming on the program. And we'll see everybody next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.